triple excitement yawn. When am I going to go see the new Jay and Silent Bob movie? When?
I know, I haven't gone yet, and I'm really bummed about it.
I haven't gone yet, and I'm not really bummed about it.
I'm really bummed about it. I want to see that movie real bad.
I'll see it eventually. I'm just not enthused.
I'll try to manage my expectations appropriately.
Oh, hey, remember, next week, not here.
Yeah, that's something. Remember when we were going to discuss things before we started recording? We'll do the show without you. Shocker.
I thought you were gone the first week in November.
Yes. The things this
week. The 30th of October isn't the first week of November.
I'm gone the 30th, and I'm coming back on the 4th.
Okay.
Okay. We will not be here the 6th.
Okay. What are you doing?
We're going to go see Primus and Ministry.
On a Wednesday, huh?
I think it is on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Weird.
November 6th. Percy?
Yes.
Okay.
And Slayer.
One of those sounds nice.
Again, Ray and I are going, so. So you could tell future Craig about that. Future Ian and future Ray will figure out the 30th.
All right. I'll just open up the entire show for random discussion. And I'll just let people talk one at a time. I'll just send them as a guest in the chat, and then once their question's done, I'll just kick them back out.
How do you plan on recording that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you record the show. I'll just do it live. We're doing it live!
Is it 9 o'clock yet? Do you want to open the thing with the stuff?
Sure. You all right there?
Yeah, that was a sweet Craig burn in Discord, and I only now got around to reading it.
Nobody has noticed.
There's nobody on. I tried to chat with people earlier, and they're like, nah, no one's been chatting all day. It's crickets. Good luck.
Cool. Craig, did you watch Watchmen series on HBO?
I did not yet. I hear it was real good.
I've heard positive reviews so far.
I started watching Supergirl, and it made me really sad.
You just started?
Yeah, I saw you
said
that. I still don't understand why.
Because I hate Martian Manhunter.
No, I don't understand why you started watching it. The fact that you hate something in addition to the show itself doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a try. Batwoman was okay.
It looks okay. I won't watch it, but it looks okay.
I saw the first episode.
I enjoy the actress that they selected to be Batwoman.
Who is that?
Ruby Rose.
Oh, okay.
Apparently she's like super tiny.
Oh, is she?
I saw some comment on something saying that, you know, they filmed a few things because she's really small. Like, they're trying to make her look a little bit more imposing on the show than her actual size.
She's 5'7". She's not that small.
Oh.
Yeah. Say,
yeah, I don't remember where I saw this article, but yeah, it made it sound out like she was really tiny. And I'm like, oh, all right. I don't know anything about her.
They're doing a reverse Gimli.
I guess. He's not that small.
No.
I find it amusing that when you look up Ruby Rose's height, it says 5'7", but it also gives you the height of Lee Bingbing, Lori Petty, and Laura Prepon.
Oh, sure. I feel like they were all on Orange Is the New Black with her.
Yeah, more than her. So how do you even pronounce that? Emid 39 was first in the channel in any case.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey teeth.
Emide? I'm pretty sure I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah, that happens.
Nope, Scrooge, you should go watch a different show.
It's just the three of us, Scrooge. If you don't realize this point that the world is made up of 98% Craigs and 2% us's, you've been living in the upside down. The extent of the U.S. protest against Blizzard is going to be, I'm going to play Hearthstone one fewer time today.
I just played it a few minutes ago before coming on here. So.
Hurry, Craig, before it becomes 9:01. This is your last chance.
You ready to start the show?
I think so. I don't prep for it anymore because I don't have any more segments. So I think I'm in the clear.
Well, you're in charge of the TV show one. So there you go.
Ugh.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 215th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. He is KS72. We got Ian. He's Sneaky Beat 15. This is where they say hi.
Hello.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
You getting ready for next week?
Yeah, exactly. 2 weeks.
All right. This is the week of 10/23 to 10/30 of the 2019s. On your Deadpool Daily Land, Wednesday is a Purple Dream, Thursday Yellow Squirrel, Friday Black Doom, Saturday Purple Mystique, Sunday Green Hulk, Monday Yellow Falcon, Tuesday Red Psylocke, and Wednesday is a Blue Beast. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! There we go! All right. Of the Titans. Last we met on the 20th, it was Sabretooth was coming up. How'd that go for you?
Stalled out immediately. I looked and I went, 111, level 70. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, it was super easy for me. So, yeah. I got red, then I fired red.
Yeah, I didn't have any problems with that one. It went pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. Level 209 was good enough.
Oh, buddy. Coming up number next is the Kingpin fighting, apparently, Brock Lesnar.
Or Luke Cage.
Get in the cage.
Because they're clearly in a cage.
Is that who that is?
It could be John Cena. I can't tell.
Oh, that could be John Cena. It's a little blurry.
Either way, they're in a cage. I feel like but
if it was Brock Lesnar, it could have been, Venom. Could have been Eddie Brock.
Oh, because he's Eddie Brock?
Yeah,
that would have been a stretch.
But
it
looks like
stretch.
Cena to me, but I only know like five wrestlers, so.
Right.
I think all the wrestlers I know have since died of some kind of overdose since I last saw them. although Sabu's still around.
Right. I wouldn't know unless Alpha is here to have his little icon in Discord tell me which wrestler has most recently passed away.
Rob Van Dam still living?
I haven't seen him as Alpha's logo, so I'm going to guess yes.
All right. Well, that's two.
Yep, he's the whole darn show.
He sure is. So, I got a champ. Ray got a champ. Ian, you got a level 209, Wilson Fisk.
Yeah,
he'll be fine. You should be able to give that a good go.
I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, you should be able to pull that off. And then coming up after that is the Wolverine. Apparently fighting Cyclops.
Good job, Craig.
Polyphemus, maybe.
It's got to be like your favorite fight of the year, right?
Anytime I can beat up on Scott is a good time.
Yeah, see?
And for that fight, we have an unprecedented 3 different builds for Champ Wolverine. I mean, we're usually pretty sloppy, but this seems like it's almost intentional. Craig went with the accidental build. Ray went with the I prefer healing. And I went with the I prefer board shake.
I don't know that mine would be called I prefer healing. Mine is the I prefer quakes green.
Do they hang out together?
In my mind and roster, yes. Yes, they okay. do.
Nice. Fair. She does have a great green.
All right. That would be pretty easy for everybody. I don't think that'll be a problem. Storyland, we got Thick as Thieves is running for another day, I think. To get you 3 rags, an X-Force will be. Top folks are Yondu and Patch. That'll roll over in Unstable ASO 8 to get those more patches than Yondu. Top 50 folks is Android Jim. And 51 to 400 is Squirrel. To PvP land, we're back to Morris Day in the freaking time season.
Yeah.
Rolling through there, you get 3 Lokis in progression in that season. For Simulator, you get Kamala Khan, 3 Star-Lords, and you're a 2099 Spider-Man. And right now, you got Redshift running, which will get you a Switch and a whoop, whoop, whoop. And top 10 folks get Mysterio, and then it is Daredevil. There you go.
Sweet. So as was pointed out on Discord, even though we have 3 different builds of X-Force Wolverine, only one of those builds is incorrect. Because only one of those builds has his black set at 3.
Well, one of those builds wasn't really built at all. It just happened to work out that way.
I'm just happy to know that even fate knows that yours is the wrongest.
Talk about, we got Halloween events going on right now. So there's some new covers for Carnage, Ghost Rider, Punisher, Spidey, and Squirrel Girl. Oh, I'm dying. Check those out. All right, I got something in my throat here. Two memento.
So I see.
If you log in today, you should have gotten a free token.
Ooh, a free token. I'm going to get that later when I log in today. Did I not log in today? When did I buy that sweet new costume for what's her name? Was that yesterday?
It could have been. It's been around for a little while.
No, the Scarlet Witch costume started today.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
I must have played today. I bought that costume as soon as I saw that it was available.
Maybe I just saw the announcement.
You sure I didn't buy it last night?
It says it's available on 10/23 to 10/25.
Maybe I've played today. Well, what do you know?
Anyway.
Alloy 4 says it was up last night. So.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmation.
So anyway, that's available in the Heroes for Hire store for 1,500 hero 12. Points. 1,200? 12. Didn't I pay 1,500?
I hope not. I think mine said 12. I might be hallucinating.
I think I paid 1,500 and I got three covers, that costume, and maybe some other jazz.
Mine definitely says 12.
Wow. I better check. I may have to express my outrage, but my confusion is far more likely to be accurate.
All right. That token, anyway, will get you a Halloween Horrors vault. There are 41 things in that vault. Carnage, Ghost Rider, and then a bunch of other assorted things. Like Blade, Daredevil, bunch of tokens. There's another character costume coming sometime soon for some amount of dollars that'll last some amount of days. There'll be two more of those coming. What are
Tell
they?
Tell me about it.
I don't know.
Oh.
When the Switch one ends, there will be two more.
Cool.
So maybe you wasted all your money on a Switch costume. Maybe a cooler costume is coming later.
It could be. It have to be significantly unlikely. Cooler because the Switch costume was a delight.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even hesitate. It was priced correctly, and it was cool. So now if the next costume is perhaps a Blade costume dressed as Dracula in some sort of Victorian-era Bela Lugosi-style costume, that would be slightly cooler, and I would probably buy it immediately.
All right, number next. Hey, we got a new character.
What?
New 5-star. It is Absolute Cletus.
Cool.
He is green. He's red. He is black. His green power is called Red-Eyed Monsters. He's got his one-eyed monster. Carnage destroys 4 random tiles. These tiles do not generate AP. Passively, whenever you match or destroy a strike, attack, or protect tile, create 1 strength 31 friendly attack tile, max 126.
That seems very Doc Ock-ish of him.
Yeah. As you go up in level, it creates better tiles and destroys more things. So at level 5, it's destroying 7 tiles and creating strength 55 friendly attack tiles. Maxed out, they are 224. His red power is called Blood Feud for 6 red. So that's a bargain. Carnage deals 1,215 damage to the enemy and steals 278 health from allies. If Carnage's team has 5 or more special tiles, deal an additional damage to the enemy team, 347 of those. The max is 4883 to the target, stealing 1,116 from your teammates and dealing 1,395 to the enemy team. As you go up in level, more damage, more damage, more damage, more damage, more damage. Level 5, the max is 8371 and 2511 to the enemy team. And you only have to have 4 or more special tiles. So there you go. The black power is called Null and Void. Pun on the null, because he's the prophet of null.
Get it?
Yeah. If there are 4 or more enemy special tiles at the start of the turn, make a match and create 1 strength friendly strength tile. Strength 31. Otherwise, create 2 strength 56 enemy attack tiles. Level 2, those go up. 3, 4, 5, and so on and so on and so on. At level 5, it's create strength 79 friendly strike tiles and strength 49 enemy attack tiles. At max, those are 322 and 195. So he gets that extra move, so that's nice. It doesn't say it doesn't make AP, so that's good. So I don't know. 5-3-5?
I don't like hurting my companion, so I'm gonna have to agree with you, 5-3-5. Even though it heals me.
Ian, you still alive.
What up, dude?
Normally this is where you pick a...
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Crazy number like 4, 4, 5.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I mean, it's not you, it's me, but your segment just... I was in outer space. I was thinking about setting my lineup for Thursday night football. Hopefully you don't kill Terry McLaren again for me.
I can do that tomorrow. I totally am.
Yeah, not to bench him. You're the worst.
Hey, when I play people, they're terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm telling you, it's been cursed all season. Cursed. What do we got? There's a release cover store, the Unstoppable Carnage cover store. That'll run from the 24th to the 31st. You have a 1 in 250 chance to get Absolute Carnage. 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. That'll run longer than your usual stores to ensure the players have an opportunity to pull from that store if they wish to. Apparently, you're really going to need that Carnage sometime soon. There's also the special limited Cletus Vault. That runs from the 31st to the 3rd. 40 items in there, one of which is a symbiotic relationship legendary store token. What does that get you, you say? Or you don't say, you just sit there quietly.
What up, dude?
Thanks. From the 31st to the 3rd, you get a 15% chance to get Carnage, Back in Black, or Green Goblin. Additional tokens are 25 command points. Hate you guys.
Hate you guys so much.
Release events. Carnage is rewarded, is in tokens rewarded by the storefront Stable ISO 8. He's not involved in Venomom. There will be over get those symbiotic relationship tokens from the good old Cinestix event, which is running from the 31st of the 3rd. So plan ahead, Ian. Cinestix is coming up.
Aren't you on vacation?
Yes, I will be at Anaheim.
Doesn't that mean that, isn't that when you lock your iPad in the car and then don't play for the whole time you're gone?
God, I hope not. That was sad times.
I think that apart from the Dominican, that's the longest Craig has gone without playing this game.
That's true.
So, Ian, you're telling me you're not incredibly excited about a new five-star that, you know, is going to be... it doesn't even seem like he's going to be required anytime, like, right away. Maybe I'm missing something, but...
That's fine. I'm okay with the not required.
Well, sure.
Five stars are such a distant dream for me. I can't... I have trouble even being a good co-host when they are talked about. Yep. Like, I have trouble being a good co-host, period, but that makes it worse. Like, they're just... I mean, it took me so long to get to four-star world, and I'm only most of the way through the door in four-star world, so... I mean, if I'm looking at another 5 years before I get to five-star land, tell me about that then. It's only been 4 years. I don't know who I'm kidding. Maybe it's been five. I don't know. How long has this show been on the air?
215
episodes plus.
Yeah, Carnage! Woo! 454.
There's absolutely no way that works for anyone. But yeah, let's do it.
Isn't the middle one where he hurts all your allies?
Yeah,
that's always the powerful one. They're just trying to steer you away from it.
Shall we continue?
Do it, Doug.
There's a new feature coming.
Oh, I'm psyched.
Targeting heroes.
I am psyched because I didn't get to read this, so, and by didn't get, I mean I just put no effort forward, so I'm, let me know what's going
all
on.
All right, so players will be able to choose which characters they want to directly go for and get covers to complete. It says this feature will be visible and easily trackable, so players will always know how close they are to that next character milestone.
Huh.
It's been under super development. It's currently in QA, but that's really all the details we have.
Seems like there are more words there, but okay, I'll just go with that.
Yeah, that's really it. The rest of that is fluff about how saved heroes and bonus heroes worked.
Oh, okay.
Which those were awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're still awesome because they still exist.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So we'll see how this plays out, but the theory is you'll be able to extra special select that one person you want to get more things for.
Yeah, I really think, you know, we're burying the lead on this. This is way more exciting than the other news.
I wanted to save it for last.
All right.
Man, hate you guys. let's talk about the superhero showdown then.
Oh my goodness, let's. Because I don't want to bury the lead as Ray is concerned about, but because I want people to be excited about last week's results. But this
all right,
week,
so last week we had Ymir, yeah. All right,
yes,
versus the Wizard. Ray, who won?
So
there's no chance the Wizard won.
Let's not cut to the quick here. Let me give you a few comments because there were a ton of comments, which I really appreciate. If I don't read your comment, well, you know, I tried to pick the most entertaining ones. So the first one says he's going with Ymir. I think literally he just steps on the Wizard when he realizes the force field protects him. He picks him up, tosses him in the air, and swing bada bada knocks him to the middle of next week. The Wizard loses due to being counted out of the ring. Fairly entertaining. Second comment, Ymir has a ton of kids, which is very true. And everyone knows once you have kids, your free time is gone forever. So Wizard wins when Ymir no-shows because he's taking his kids to a ice giant soccer practice.
That's legit.
right, I'm not sure. Let me just try and power through this one. Ymir enters the ring singing, "I'm off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz." And he yells, "I have a letter for the wizard." Ymir gives him the letter and says, "You're a wizard, Harry. You're going to Hogwarts to learn how to become a real wizard." The wizard removes his armor and says that he's been waiting all of his life for this letter, knowing that I knew I was a real wizard in my heart, like my parents told me. Ymir looks at the wizard and realizes how old the wizard is and the fact that he is not Harry, as Harry has a lightning scar on his forehead. And Ymir says, "Yes, come here for a moment, wizard." The wizard walks over and Ymir bites his head off. That was a very violent ending for that. So, in any case, I just read it because I'd like the biting the head off bit.
Oof, that was quite the tale.
Yeah. How about Ymir has to forfeit as the wizard enters the arena first, and nobody gets to see the wizard. Not nobody, not know how. No?
Yeah, yes. Nope, I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Nope, I'm there with you. I'm still on board.
What if there's a horse of a different color?
Too far.
What about Ymir starting off by offering the wizard a bowl of ice cream with chocolate-covered espresso beans? But the espresso beans are actually chocolate-covered peanuts. Once the wizard's face begins to swell, his tight helmet no longer fits. So he takes off the helmet, and Ymir bashes him with a giant ice fist.
That one is by far my favorite.
The strategy now.
Yeah, pretty good. So this was a close one.
Didn't really need to incorporate the peanut allergy, but boy, those chocolate-covered espresso beans on ice cream sound delicious.
All right, really close one. We have a winner by one vote. Ymir.
Well, that's way too close. Come on now.
Ymir moves on to the next round.
Wow. All right. That was a nail biter. That's why you never know what to expect. So, again, now at risk of never knowing what to expect, let me tell you people, this week's showdown, this is going to decide one of the two people in the finals. I they'll prove me wrong, just because I would have never thought about the Harry Potter espresso bean disguised peanuts Wizard of Oz, but we're ready, Craig. We're ready for the greatest showdown of all time.
All right, this week, the Iko Sai Kai Trigon.
Nice.
Say that three times fast.
No dice.
Not even one.
You have, in the left corner, the in-betweener.
Woo!
You have in the right corner, the man, the myth, the legend, Dormammu.
That's what we need, Dormammu, a playable character.
Who wins?
So, let me fill your ears with some background. Let me tell you a little bit about the mighty in-betweener. Not to suggest that my opponent is not also mighty, because when it comes to constructs to embody cosmic entities with unlimited power, the in-betweener, surely enough, walks that right down that line. So if you had the Lord of Chaos and the Master of Order, who kind of are the whole purpose of existence, they would once upon a time create the in-betweener to help maintain the balance of the universe. And they would give this gentleman, and by gentleman I mean cosmic construct, you know, the unlimited strength, speed, durability, all those things that you need to be an unlimited type guy. And he would, you know, go around the universe making sure everything's in balance, but be equipped with the power to put it back into balance if need be. If, to say, some sort of mad titan would go crazy and start killing everything or things of this nature. Or if Dormammu crossed over into the Iso-Deca-Tri-Trigagon and he needed to be put down, I think I would have the power to do so. But maybe I don't know enough about Dormammu, but I'm ready to learn. Dormammu.
So
that's you, Ray.
If you're not familiar with Dormammu, maybe you should go watch Doctor Strange again. Dormammu is from the Dark Dimension. Even if I were to just quickly read down his power set, it would take me like half an hour. So let me sum up. Sorcery, incredibly powerful sorcerer, can banish people. Astral projection, interdimensional teleportation, high-speed flight, elemental control, can control all the elements to do his to do his bidding. Time travel. Invulnerability. He's immune to physical and mystical powers. Immortality. Healing factor. It just goes on and on. But most importantly, supra genius.
Wiley Coyote.
Not quite omniscient as he claims. So he's also, you know, a little on the hubris side, but he is considered a super,
lies a lot.
Super genius compared to the rest of the universe. Energy projection, energy absorption, resurrection. I can just resurrect people. Like, it's just, yeah. In the dark dimension, I think he is pretty much god level power. So, not the god, just, you know, a god. I don't know. I hit you with everything.
I own the soul gem?
I hit you with everything, take the soul gem and crush it? And then hit you no, with everything again.
Uncrushable. I feel like it would be... Now, if we're just talking strictly stats, I've got to say, I do see that you have a slight edge. Because I glanced at yours and at our conveniently placed power grids in the write-ups, and yours is a 6777774. Where mine is a 677772. Curse you and your slightly better fighting skills.
He is, Dormammu, as a fact, is a master martial artist. Why? I wouldn't know. Like,
who taught him martial arts?
I don't know, but he has an extra dimensional fighting style. Capable hand-to-hand combatant. Was once bested by the well-trained human Doctor Strange. When neither of them were using mystical powers.
Ian, what's that special fighting style in Mage the Ascension?
Ugh. Boy, I discarded that years ago. I'm sorry.
He's probably got that, right?
I assume so.
Yeah. That's tough to beat.
I definitely don't doubt Dormammu's abilities. But, you know, I've seen him go toe-to-toe with Agamotto. But I think... I don't know, on a cosmic level, I think this is a battle that is going to reshape the universe, let alone this bracket.
All right.
Well, I was going to say, what do I know? I thought Amir was a shoo-in, and he barely edged out the wizard, so... I'll let more influential people decide the fate of the in-betweener versus Dormammu.
Very good. Everybody vote now. Or later this week. Whatever.
Whenever you get a chance.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Samurai did some Google Foo, and today's it's just called Doe.
Sounds do. Accurate.
Doe! Willie, what's in the mailbag?
The mailbag? Hey, that's back to me. So, we had a lot of comments this week. I parsed them down a bit. Let's start off with... Oh, we didn't do local news. So, let's start with Perondiak.
Okay.
Perondiak first said that the purple box are good and plenty, and I freaking love them. I also like circus peanuts. Which
gross
is only
and double gross.
Something that I would only say while quoting somebody else.
Yeah, those things are both nasty.
Circus peanuts are disgusting.
Shasta McNasty.
Ugh.
Hey, we agree on something.
My stomach's getting queasy just thinking about those. It's like eating flavored foam.
Or not really flavored foam.
Right. Foam flavored foam.
Ugh.
So the other things he had was local news. Number one, Atherton Street may be mostly finished for now, but next summer it's going to be right back under the knife at the Curtin Road intersection, which is an intersection I drive through nearly every day, so I'll have to reroute yet again.
All right.
Local-ish news. The Penguins beat the Avalanche last night. I'm still sour about it.
Yeah, go Pens.
Okay. Stinkbomb said... Send in the clowns. I don't remember. Somebody said something about send in the clowns. Send in the clowns is absolutely what I think of when Craig mentions terrible ideas for characters like Power Pack.
No way, Power Pack is awesome.
I'm just trying to get something started between you and Eric. Samurai commented on a sign on College Game Day. It said, Michigan's defense has more holes than North Atherton Street.
Poor Atherton Street. Yeah. Far too popular in this segment.
It really is. D-Wing's Wall of Text said that last week was the Ray Appreciation Week. Welcome to the finished product as we, the audience, love it, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
He has also started marking the Masked Singer sections so that people can skip them easily. Very much similar to Joe in the pie segment.
Hey, luckily Ian and I had some Masked Singer discussion on Sunday, so
right,
didn't really have to catch up here.
He also said, triggering Ian's anxiety seems to be a genetic predisposition of Craig's. That I think is true. Pipes plus the partnership, it must be a sign that it's crossover time. We're getting Mario and Luigi with Pipes partnership.
Oh. That's a great guess.
I like that.
It's me, Mario.
Luigi time.
He did suggest that maybe we should turn the Pitmaster competition into a fan event with the understanding that Ray still gets to eat his fill of brisket. I am on board. Donkey Teeth wins the episode with the sitcom bracket. It's going to be glorious. Well, I don't know. We'll see. And he said that he felt bad retroactively because I said that I needed only one more Captain Hammer cover. And he immediately thought, not with one color at five. Your next four draws are going to be that color. And then he apologized. So I did get him champed, though. So, and it was only only those two extras. So, and then the rest of the comments, which, by the way, a lot of comments, were about the sitcoms. One thing Dex1138 said, it should start by decade, and then the winners of each decade could slug it out. Then we got a whole list from Hesjin Gixon, got a list of favorite sitcoms. We got a list from Tad Prime. We got several, he also included several links to best ranked sitcoms from different decades. So we'll have to take a look at that. We got a big discussion about Almondo69 saying that these sitcoms are garbage tire fire monstrosities and then top tier. So he's got good and bad in there. But that turned into a massive discussion, which ended with Perondiac saying, I regret telling you about this subreddit. And the one sitcom I did want to mention, Perondiac said the best sitcom was Wings.
Bold.
And then later he said the Wings thing was a joke.
Okay.
Northern Exposure is where it's at.
Equally bold.
Yeah, that is. There's no way it's Wings, but Northern Exposure I could at least see.
Ugh, I don't know.
Ever actually sat through an episode of either of those shows.
See, I found Wings very memorable. And everybody.
That's the one that has that doofus blonde guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
From
yes,
Coach?
What? No.
No.
That's a totally different guy.
Oh.
Thomas Hayden actor? Church. No, not at all. Thomas Hayden Church is someone completely different than guy who voices Patrick on SpongeBob. I cannot remember his name. But he's a guy. He exists. I know he was Dauber on Coach as well.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are separate people.
Okay.
Yes, it did have him. It had Tony Shalhoub. It had a couple other people who went on to either spiral out of control or have a successful career. Oh, this is the end, Elizabeth.
That was before Tony Shalhoub was murdering everyone in his other show?
Correct.
Okay.
Is he murdering people heart now?
Wasn't that his other show? He was like a serial killer?
I don't know what you do. You,
was that him?
It was... This is going to be between Ray and I. Ray and I will settle this, and then you can do your own reality show segment. If you're talking about Monk, where he was a detective with OCD.
No, I was thinking of a different show.
Dexter, where he wasn't on there at all?
That's the show I was thinking of.
How you got Dexter from that? I mean, killing
again,
people, I guess.
I get all of my knowledge of actors from when Ian says, do you know so-and-so? And I go, nope. And he goes, have you seen this? And I go, nope. And we play that game for about 5 minutes till he finds something I've seen. And then I go, oh, that guy.
Oh, and a flashback to earlier in this show, and I don't know how to click on things and enlarge them here in Discord, but did Razor Ramon die?
Oh, no, Chico.
I don't know. It's Alpha showed up. And that looks like Razor Ramon in his little picture. Am I wrong? I don't know. We'll find out as the show goes on. But let's let Ray finish the mail segment.
Oh, well, that was it. We just really need to organize the sitcom bit because it got a lot of attention. So I'll forward all of the sitcom information to you. And somebody try and figure out how we're going to do this by decade or...
Yeah, I like that. We'll find out. successful way to organize it.
Well, Grinch made a spreadsheet for it, but I don't think we're willing to go 64 shows. That seems like a lot of shows.
Like a bracket kind of thing.
He did. If you click on his link in the Discord, he made a whole bracket.
Okay. I haven't been in the Discord while I've been looking at comments, so.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't see the link in the Discord. Oh, never mind. I put it all together in this new segment. I didn't know that was really for clicking on. I thought that was just Grinch propaganda. Oh my goodness. Holy smokes. This guy. that's professional right there. We'll see. We'll see how many. This show's never going to end, so we might as well do it for 64 shows.
Yeah, but that's 64, like, yeah, that's so many episodes. So many shows. I don't know if I can name 64 sitcoms.
Yeah, you definitely can, and you have. You probably have to this point. You can probably name 64 70s sitcoms that no one's ever seen, Craig and Mrs. Muir.
That is not a sick. Well, I guess it was kind of a sitcom.
I think that needs to be defined. What a sitcom is. Does comedy count as sitcoms? Does like South Park and Simpsons count as sitcoms? Like we need to put some definitions down.
Okay. Off the top of my head, the answer is no, but we'll see. We'll have to make some time to discuss it. Craig can think about it on one of his many, many adventures away from the show. Then we can collaborate, think of something good. All right.
Moving
Craig,
on.
Craig, are you still here?
Yep.
All right. Could you be Hans?
Thanks, Willie. I didn't know Ray was done.
Yeah, we ended that segment a while ago.
Okay. All right, so once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
we just want to pump
you up.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out how to break it to everybody. There's going to be no show in 2 weeks. But
that's one way to do it.
Yeah, that's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's see.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Time out, Ian.
Okay.
Donkey teeth is for punching in the face right this very second.
I don't think you can punch people through the internet, and I think
I'm
going to
try
probably
right
beat
now.
You up.
Says he loathes all Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Shut your mouth.
All of them?
Shut your mouth.
All of them?
There's some fantastic stuff there in Hanna-Barbera land.
There are. To think that you would hate all of them.
Yeah, obviously they're not all great, but man, some of them are really, really good.
Yeah, some of them were really lazy and poorly written. Some of them were weird clones of, like, they had one idea. And they just, like, tweaked it slightly. Like, how many versions of, like, Scooby-Doo were there?
Yeah.
Like, there was Jabberjaw, there was Speed Buggy, there was a lot of kids solving mysteries with a wacky sidekick of some non-human variety.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to agree
with
him on
that. Nobody hates Johnny Quest now.
The thing that he just said here about laugh tracks, I gotta agree. When I was a kid, I probably didn't notice or mind it, but now I can hardly watch anything that has a laugh track, so there's no way I can get into those.
Right, but again, as a kid, oh my goodness, on the laugh track episodes of Scooby-Doo, oh, especially if they had a guest.
The guest ones with the celebrities
were
amazing.
Stiller, oh, Batman so good. And Robin, oh, Don Knotts, that was such a treat.
Yep, I love all those episodes.
But I hated that show otherwise. It was weird.
Well, you just wanted the new Scooby-Doo movies, because those are all the ones that had the, like, celebrities.
Like they made a compilation, I guess?
Yeah, that's just what it was called. Yeah, it was the new Scooby-Doo movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't... All right. I gotta tell people about these boosted characters before I figure out what's happening and where I am. Everybody's highest-ranking 3-star Gray Suit Black Widow is champed. Super expensive green... That does a fair amount of AoE and a ton of board shake. That's going to be boosted. I feel like her other abilities are probably okay too, because I feel like her purple makes her green go and creates a lot of special tiles, or I guess critical tiles, not special tiles, because it puts 6 more green on the board and you get to decide where it goes.
That is the case.
That's a good time. And her red, I feel like, is probably good, but I don't know that I've ever used it. Somewhat targeted board shake that does
damage. You get to blow up some special squares.
Like a 4x4 or a 2x2?
It's a 2x2, right?
2 2x2s? Yeah.
I thought it was a 2x3, but
could
whatever.
Be. It's the one that I don't use. Anyway, she's boosted. Extra damage, enjoy. Daredevil, when he daredevils away your enemy's special tiles and kicks you in the head, extra damage there, and if his ambush activates, extra damage there. The hood. Another crazy amount of board shake and damage, but it ends your turn, but it is a significant portion of damage when you fire off his yellow. Does his black also do damage? Is that the one where
it does a little bit.
Where he intimidates you and makes countdown tiles go faster?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it does a little bit of damage.
Yeah, a little bit of damage. So a little bit of damage plus a little bit. Loki, I feel like he is fully unaffected by being boosted other than hit points.
Yeah.
Cool. Hang in there. You're still pretty cool. She-Hulk's red eats up the bottom half of the board and does some AoE to your damage. So that damage is going to be boosted. Her other abilities might be affected, but I don't know what they are or how they work. Her green, not so much. Her blue.
Now, the one just shouts at you and she steals your AP.
Yeah, that's the green, and that does nothing when boosted. Mm-hmm. Nothing new when boosted. I was thinking that the increase or decrease that she does to special tiles when she blues them is probably affected.
All right. I don't know that I've ever used that power, so.
No one has, but I feel like that's what it does. I feel like she takes all the special tiles on the board, divides them between you and the enemy, and gives you the better ones.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Justice or judgment or something. I don't know.
Yeah. She's a lawyer. That's what the power's called. I get it. 4 stars. These ones come with information. I'll cruise along here. So, Black Widow, the Infinity War version, is boosted. The damage that she does from her taser to the face and the healing that you get from her yellow are both boosted this week.
The graphic attached to 4-Star Black Widow is the best visual description of Enfilade and Deflate I have ever seen.
Sure. It's very, very clear. I was enjoying most of the graphics this week.
No, absolutely.
I really like the Thing graphic for Thing. I don't get to game as much as you guys do. Are the coins pictured next to Elektra made out of Electrum? Is that why they're there?
Sure.
Isn't that a level of treasure in Dungeons and Dragons, Electrum?
It definitely is.
Okay. That was my imagining of why those pictures are there. If they mean something else, I'll have to go to the source. But while I wait for that, her Ballet of Death's going to do a little extra damage. The damage that bounces back from Shadow Step's going to be increased. If you use her purple, good for you, the strike tiles will be better if you use it enough times. Joe's all-time favorite, Professor X, fully boosted this week. If you make a match 5 and his master plan activates, ton of damage. The boosting of tiles that happens while invisible will also be boostable. Quake, what a fun character Quake is. She does lots of things well, like reduce enemy AoE damage and does a whole bunch of her own AoE damage along with shuffling the board. So the damage that she does and the damage she reduces, but she already reduces it down to 1. So it will be boosted, but I'm not sure that I'm understanding how that will.
Some number, so the number will just be bigger.
Oh, the amount that she can reduce?
Yeah.
Okay. And the all-time Midland Thing. His red damage is good. It's boosted. His green damage is good and boosted. And he makes some protect tiles when he prevents damage by jumping in front. So you'll get better protect tiles out of the Thing. Let's go to...
You ever love a blue-eyed Thing?
Exactly. See what Samurai says. He says that you should combine Quake with Professor X and 3-star Loki. Quake and Loki both have inexpensive powers that can help boost Xavier's yellow. And more importantly, all of the board shake that is done by Loki and Quake will give you more opportunities to trigger Professor X's blue so that he can dish out a lot of damage. That does sound fun. I'd try that. I'd buy that for $1.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Beat me to it.
What's the guy in the bathtub in the lobster suit?
That's Patrick Stewart.
Oh, okay. Why is Patrick Stewart in a lobster costume in a bathtub?
Because Sir Patrick Stewart does what he wants. And he's got a drinking problem.
When's his new show come out? I want to watch that.
Does he have a new show?
Yeah, they're making a new Jean-Luc Picard show.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
When I hear more, I'll pass it on to you. In the meantime, listen to me now and believe me later. This is Who's Boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to the team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Thanks. This week, I am going back and doing another old school team because I saw somebody else on Reddit who just posted that they finished championing all the three stars. So it made me think, yeah, I should continue to do the three star characters. So here's a team that I used a lot, and I know Joe used a lot, and I don't know about the two of you, but this is a decent team in three star land. We start off with Magneto. You run him at a 3-5-5 because, oh, do you run him at a 3-5? Yeah, because his red and blue are just way too excellent. You also have Storm, who is at a 5-3-5, and Loki, and hey, I hear he's boosted. You could try him out with a little bit more hit points than usual, at a 3-5-5. So the big thing about this team is you can use Storm's green to help build your AP, but you've got Magneto's red, which destroys all team-up tiles on the board and does damage for each, so that gives you a decent amount of board shake. His magnetized projectiles, his blue, does some board shake because it moves all the red and blue tiles around. Maybe not all, but, what, seven of each? And you've got Loki's illusions, changing up all the tile location. And again, Storm's green does a significant amount of board shake. So this team is all about board shake. Even it works good against people who make tiles against you because it's enough moving stuff around that you can usually get rid of those special tiles. Loki's a good thief to gain you that AP. Like, it's just, if you're in the three-star land, it's a solid team. It doesn't have a whole lot of healing or anything like that, but it's a decent striking team. So, I don't know. Did you guys ever use this team?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right. Well, you don't want to fire off Storm's yellow, because it costs the same amount as Magneto's yellow, and it also destroys team-up tiles and doesn't do as much damage as Magneto does with his red. So, skip that. Other than that, use powers as you get them. Ton of board shake. Reasonable amount of damage for a three-star team. So, check it out if you're in three-star land. Or, you know, if you just mess around in PvE and you want to try a three-star team, give it a whirl. So that's it. That's all I got for this week. That is your team-up segment. Thanks, Unify?
Unify.
Yeah.
Gotta open up the game here.
All right, let's go OG and open up some tokens. Brought to you by this guy.
I'm going to open six, because I feel like it.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Well, the first one is a Bobby Drake, Iceman, on ice. Number two, Ant-Man Pym Particles. Number three, The Sadness That Is War Machine. Number four, Black Cat, Perfect Plan. Number five, Storm, Gathering Clouds. And the last one is the even more sad Gwenpool. So 2 5 stars, that was nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether Drake was a five or not.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, I've got three, so...
Do it, Doug.
First one was a 4-star Deadpool. Count down to what? Second one, 4-star Rocket and Groot. And the third one is, wow, the ending. It's never good. Wings of Liberty, 4-star Sam Wilson.
The wings of love.
I can barely open the one I was going to open now, but I'm going to try with the classic throat poke. Yeah, what do you know? That is worth 5 stars lift.
Man.
On ice, Bobby Drake. Ooh. 5-star Iceman.
Nice. Hey, there you go. Is that your first Bobby Drake?
I don't know. Nope. That takes him to an unstoppable 1-0-1. That is my second Bobby Drake.
All right. Ian,
what's Thanks, on the podcast guy. Network?
What?
What's on the podcast network?
No one knows. But you know how to find out? You can go check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. There you will find many other podcasts, including this gem of a podcast, plus an archive of all podcasts that have ceased to be over at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini. Of podcast networks.
Vroom, vroom.
I think you should have to do that with like an Italian accent.
with that. Can we get a? Isn't there a? Oh no! Is that Ferrari or Lamborghini? Isn't there a new movie where Ford is fighting some sort of Italian car maker?
Oh yeah. It's like the old Le Mans days or something. Like they're racing cars and doing stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was about something. Matt Damon's there. That's all I remember.
Matt Damon. That movie is always funny. Every time.
Somehow it is. That's the real trick. You know, even if you didn't want it to be, it's pretty funny.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
I believe I'm good.
Everything's right. In order.
Thanks, everybody, for joining in.
# vote the in-betweener.
Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com, iTunes, Stitcher, all your podcasting needs. Comment, suggestions, shoot them over to Ray or on the subreddit or the D3 forums. Click on our Amazon banner, buy some stuff. We get some pennies to pay for this show. Head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 if you want some swag. I think that's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, will the samurai get Irwin'd? I don't know. See you next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night. And Craig will not see you next week. But
nope, I'll be at BlizzCon.
Yep. All right. Good night.